Prime Day is upon us, but what do the sales look like and how should you be smart about hunting for deals? I'm Roger Chang and this is your Daily Charge. Helping us navigate through the Prime Day madness is our resident shopping expert, Russell Holly. Welcome, Russell.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So Prime Day is here. It's here amid an unusual time. We've got rising inflation. We've got these persistent economic woes. Everything seems kind of shaky right now. How or do the deals reflect some of that new reality?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that is kind of a regular challenge for the CNET deals team right now is making sure that the prices that are, you know, these things are put at aren't just the result of the company having increased the price by $5 and then decreased the price by $5. And we're actually seeing quite a bit of that across Amazon this week.
Yeah, that is a tactic that I've definitely experienced in my previous Prime Day hunts. And in particular, are there any categories where we are seeing some legit deals?
Yeah, it's actually surprising how varied it is this year. When we do see something that's on an interesting sale, it seems to be pretty good. Samsung's Chromebook 4, by the way, is $128 right now, which is crazy. There are a couple of things like that. We also saw, if you're a fan of making drinks by yourself at home, instead of buying sodas, the SodaStream makers are, I think one of them is 40% off right now.
Oh, wow. That I imagine that is an option folks are thinking about right now as they're looking to cut costs. Generally speaking, in terms of the makeup of some of these deals, are we seeing more practical products or are there still things that are like more on the splurge category?
No. So, it's interesting. A lot of this stuff is practical. And even Amazon's marketing for this has leaned towards practical stuff. A lot of the commercials that they ran were about things like cocoa butter and camping supplies and stuff like that. And not about, kind of upgrading your laptop or getting a new printer or something like that. It's really been more kind of practically leaning. And we're seeing a lot of that reflected in the things that are available.
Got it. And any other leads on some good deals?
Air fryers are always a big thing. If you don't have an air fryer and your friends have been nagging you about it, this is a pretty good day to get one that is under $50 usually from a couple different places. And kind of a thing that's personally exciting to me, ebooks are usually on pretty decent sales this week.
I am looking for diapers. I still remember when diapers were a key item that first Prime Day. I was very excited about that. So we've seen competitors increasingly getting in on the action during Prime Day. What about this year? How are some of the other big box retailers like Target or Walmart getting into this?
Yeah, it's actually harder to find a company that's not running some version of a competing Prime Day sale right now. Best Buy, Amazon, Target, a lot of the kind of primary companies that you'd expect. Walmart and Best Buy just announced theirs. Newegg, dropped one. There's even something if you head to eBay right now. There's a competing sale on eBay. It seems like just about every retailer that is doing stuff right now has something that is running at almost the exact same time as Prime Day.
And in terms of those non-Amazon deals, are there any noteworthy either products or categories that folks should be looking at from the likes of Target or Walmart or Best Buy?
Yeah, so I mean, there are a couple of things that that definitely stand out. Best Buy, it's worth noting, is kind of hiding a lot of its best deals behind its Total Tech subscription. So if you're not already subscribed to that, then some of those things may not be available to you by the time the other folks have a chance to buy them. Surprising to find that that Dell is also up there that has they have a couple of things that are almost $500 off. And the same goes for Newegg has a surprising number of like RAM and video cards and stuff. Not like the video cards that are hardest to get a hold of. But if you're just looking for kind of a minor upgrade, there are some pretty interesting options.
Got it. Now these events, Prime Day and all these other non-Amazon sales, I mean, they tend to be a fire hose of stuff. So like, this is where I really want to get your expert opinion. Like, how do you weed out some of the crappier deals or those deals where prices were just raised, a week ago and then lowered today? How do you weed those out and focus on some of the key quality ones?
Yeah. So, I mean, the easiest thing that, this is kind of giving some stuff away here. There's a Chrome extension that I absolutely love using that tracks, the stuff that is on sale at Amazon. It only works on Amazon. It doesn't work at like Best Buy or any of those places. But it actually gives you a graph that you can take a look at and see kind of what the price, you know, change was from day to day. Because even on a normal day, like a non-Prime day, there are companies that'll change the price of their product on Amazon, you know, like once every couple days. So being able to track that has always been super useful for us. And being able to see that, especially for Prime Day, like day by day, makes it a lot easier to kind of filter through and see what's actually useful.
That's interesting. What's the name of that Chrome extension?
It is called Keepa, K-E-E-P-A. And it's a free extension that you can put on anything that runs Chrome.
So it kind of runs like Camel, but basically built into the browser?
Yeah, it's built in. It actually adds a little block to the Amazon page. So if you've got it kind of installed, you can just scroll down a little bit and the graph will appear under the product image. So you can see kind of in line on the page what the pricing is.
Got it. And any other smart tips for just generally filtering out things? Because there seems to be like an avalanche of deals that come at you. And the page, I would argue Amazon's site and the other sites, I mean, it's still hard to navigate through some of that stuff.
It's definitely hard to navigate that stuff. It is not just you. One of the really cool things that Jared DePayne, one of our counterparts here at CNET, found earlier today is there's actually a special page that Amazon has for its Prime member only coupons, which are things that are like additional discounts that you can take on stuff. And that page you can find if you log into your Amazon account and you go to your Prime membership. There's a coupons button there that you can click if you are logged in. And that actually does a really good job of narrowing a lot of this stuff down, where it'll show you things that are on even greater discounts by clicking that button and adding the coupon. So that's usually a good place to start. And then from there, it's really just kind of tracking down whatever the thing you think is most important to you is.
And you mentioned this with Best Buy keeping some of their deals behind a paywall. Obviously, Prime Day is for Prime members. Are you starting to see more of a trend where some of these deals are being placed behind a subscription paywall?
It's something that we saw a lot more for Black Friday this past year. You know, as we got to the end of 2021, we started seeing that a lot more. But it actually hasn't been as big a thing for companies that aren't Best Buy as we move into 2022. You know, where we've, you know, only halfway through this year right now, but it really hasn't been something we've seen nearly as much of as we did towards the end of last year.
Okay, well, that's good to hear that you don't have to subscribe to a million different retailers to get their best deals. Just, I guess, generally speaking, there's obviously a lot to keep track of. Like, any just sort of general advice for folks on how to, I guess, strategize or get a handle on everything that's going on?
Yeah. So one of the things that Amazon does, it's a big thing that they've done every year, is their lightning deals. You know, the things that are only going to be on sale for the next 45 minutes or until they sell 1,000 of them or whatever it is. You can actually go on to Amazon and sort by just those lightning deals. And what it tells you is the stuff that's on sale right that second, but it also gives you a timeline of when the next set of lightning deals are going to be. So you can actually set an alarm in your phone if there's a thing that you like, but it's gonna be way cheaper in 2 hours, then you can set that alarm and make sure that you're one of the first couple of people to get in there and buy one.
Got it. And then just generally, I was always told to, you know, make sure you sort of have a list of things you want going in, so you're not just kind of randomly browsing, which is where you can get in trouble. I'm curious if that advice holds true still, or if you have any other kind of practical advice even going into Prime Day.
Yeah, so I mean, making a list is helpful, but I find myself finding a lot of things where it's the brand that I'm familiar with that I write down, and then I go somewhere and I find a brand that I'm not familiar with that does something very similar. So I end up getting that version instead, either because it was less expensive or because it had a feature I didn't realize I wanted. A big thing that we found on sale in a bunch of places this year has actually been bidets that you can install in your home. And the list of features available for those varies so wildly that I'm like, okay, you know, I've got like $100 to spend, and I didn't realize like how many features I didn't know existed on those until I went and did a deeper dive.
That's a great point, because every time I do research on a new thing to buy, whether it's something as simple as like a wireless charger, there is kind of like that featureitis aspect to it. You know, one of the things one of my reporters had written about last year was the scourge of fake reviews, and just the fact that if you look something up, there are, you know, 50 different things that you just don't know if what you're buying necessarily is a quality item. Like, any advice for folks who end up with a lightning deal from, you know, a manufacturer that, you know, they may have never heard of and aren't 100% sure if, you know, they're legit?
It's definitely a little harder than it used to be, both positively and negatively. You know, you'll see competing brands. Not only is it a struggle for overwhelming positive reviews, but also review bombs for competing products. But usually with those things, they're done by, you know, one or two people, and it's often automated. So a lot of times the best thing that I would recommend is look through a lot of the reviews and make sure that there's not a ton of repeating language for the thing that's overwhelmingly positive or overwhelmingly negative. A lot of times you'll find things when they're genuine reviews, they're just, everyone is just worded differently enough that you can kind of, it feels a lot more human. Whereas if something's been super positively reviewed and it turns out to be a bot, there's a good chance that there's a lot of repeated language there.
No, that's great advice, Russell. Thank you for your time. Good luck with Prime Day. You can check out our full Prime Day coverage on CNET.com. If you have any questions, ping me on Twitter at RogerWJ. And if you liked what you heard, please rate and subscribe to the podcast. It really helps us out. For The Daily Charge, I'm Roger Chang. Thanks for listening.